X Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another UW branch campus is closing. UW-Platteville Chancellor Tammy Ivetovich announced they would be shutting down the Baraboo Sauk County campus. She says there's a dedicated transition team to switch students to UW-Platteville. When it comes to staff and faculty, the university will create individual plans for each of them. The Baraboo Sauk County campus first opened in 1968. It's small. This year, there are 178 enrolled students. The average class size is 14. The campus will close after next semester wraps up in May, and then the actual facilities will be returned to Sauk County. Now, this is part of a larger trend. In 2018, the UW colleges system shut down, and all of these smaller two-year campuses were put under control of the four-year universities. Over the last couple years, more than half of the system's branch campuses have either closed or made huge changes to their operations, like switching online. When these campuses close, it's then up to the local governments to figure out what to do with the physical buildings. In Fond du Lac, they turned the old campus into an event venue. The Richland campus was sold and has become a Christian school. Meanwhile, a local dollar store has closed. The Dollar Tree on the west side near Woodman's has shut its doors for good. For a while, it had odd hours and was only open a couple days a week. There are five other Dollar Trees across Madison. And right nearby, a storefront that's been empty for years will soon open as a bank. The Jared Jewelers, right across the street from the Westtown Mall, closed in 2023. Data shows when it comes to jewelry, revenues have risen, but the number of units sold has dropped. The building is becoming a Bank of America. The chain has locations in 39 states. This will be their very first in Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6 ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, you know, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mad City, biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder today, with scattered showers developing in the afternoon, maybe even a rumble of thunder. Highs near 50, it'll feel more like the 40s though. For tonight, a few showers still around in the evening, breezy with lows near 40. Current temperature is 46.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Matt Rothschild this morning. The best protests are the big protests. Mm-hmm. What France does, they bring the entire economy to a halt.
We need those of us who have a microphone or have a platform to stand up and yell at the top of our voices, look, this is not normal. It's time to study a little bit, get creative, and find ways that we can resist this authoritarianism that's coming down on our heads right now.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian and podcast host Jimmy Pardo, then Mission 1 Billion co-founders Rex Sykes and Rocky Wagenhurst join the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Keeping Madison caffeinated and conversating. WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. It makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me fighter.
He will not want to leave. He set it up with you. Number one, the number two. Second, eat a vegetable, baby. A handful of flax seeds in your milkshake, you got a real problem. Come on. This video was vile and violent and only proves the point of the No King's March even more. What decent Democratic leader would ever post a video of themselves on peaceful protesters? He is a one-man hate march. I mean...
Yep.
Amen. Yep. Stephen Colbert. By the way, so Harry Sisson, you know who he is? He's a I follow him on the
social. He was in that video.
Yeah, he's like 23 years old.
Oh, yeah.
He's a
mm-hmm.
social media influencer. Mm-hmm. No offense to people 23 who are awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
Okay. But he revived Signalgate on Sunday. Just don't come for the 23-year-olds on social media.
Don't even try.
So J.D. Vance thought he'd be a wise guy, mm-hmm. right? Because Harry had posted, "Can a reporter please ask Trump why he posted an AI video of himself dropping poop on me from a fighter jet? That'd be great, thanks." Because, you know, it was obviously protesters in New York, but you could identify Harry. He's a well-known, you know. And so J.D. Vance, because he's just such a D, is like, "Oh, I don't know. I'll ask Trump. I'll take the question to Trump." Like, I don't know, just to be a D. I don't know why. But so then Sisson, you know, just kind of alluded to Signalgate. He's like, "Or you can just add me to the Signal chat and I'll ask him myself," you know. but yeah, it's hard to digest on a daily basis, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a lot of reaction to... We can't... You know what? Your head will explode if you go the "if Biden or Obama had done anything." Mm-hmm. You know, knocked down half the White House and posted a video of him, you know, fighting all over the American people. I think they would already probably have been, you know, mm-hmm. impeached. Let's see. Lots of critics online. He's not funny. He's not well. The president is Senator Murray said the president is disgusting and a disgrace. He's clearly rattled by yesterday's turnout. Keep speaking out. The power belongs to the people. I mean, that was the only good thing, Jody. I'm like, oh, he was super triggered. Good.
Yes, he was.
Very much mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. And I mentioned this, Kenny Loggins. Can you? You know what? Can we just try to help? Because we're liberal helpers. No musicians want you to use... Kid Rock is not considered a musician. No musicians want you to use their music for your stupid... Right? He said, "This is an unauthorized use of my performance of Danger Zone. Nobody asked me for my permission, which I would have denied, and I request my recording of this video is removed immediately. I can't imagine why anyone would want their music used or associated with something created with the sole purpose of dividing us. Too many people are trying to tear us apart, and we need to find new ways to come together. We're all Americans. We're all patriotic. There's no us in them. That's not who we are, nor is it what we should be. It's all of us. We're in this together, and it's my hope we can embrace music as a way of celebrating and uniting each and every one of us." Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Footloose either. No, none of it. There was a show, Bella, called Name That Tune, and people would have to name that tune.
It's back.
And whoever, oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And if you named it in the least notes, you would win, right?
They would give you a somewhat of a description, and then you would say how many notes you... I was good at that game.
Oh, really?
I really would.
Yeah.
Not now, because I know
it's
all the
like,
new stuff.
After one note, every musician's like, no, 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 no. Not that's no. You can't use that either.
Kathy Lee Gifford was the singer on that show.
She was one of them. There was a boy, too. He was cute. I had a crush on him.
There was no. There was nothing in the Geneva Convention against being forced to listen to Kathy Lee. Okay. I'm just asking.
She sang the Carnival Cruise commercial.
Yes, she did.
Oh, well then. Okay. Is she doing the alternate halftime show?
Oh, God.
Oh. Okay.
No, but Laura Trump.
Oh, she's threatened to perform.
No, yeah, no.
Yes. She's threatened to perform the national anthem.
That'll clear the bleachers. That'll clear the bleachers. Okay. Bella, you know what? I know what you're thinking.
Yes.
We haven't heard from Michael on Blue Sky.
We haven't.
Enough lately.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I'm due for a good glazing.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Rizzy with... Baddie
you're
with,
a what?
Baddie with Riz.
Yeah.
So.
You're a Rizzy with bad?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't understand the words coming out of anybody's mouth.
It's not what the show is designed for.
Okay, good to know.
Are you a Razzie?
I don't know. Check my Gen Z thesaurus.
Yeah.
Michael says, pretty Stephanie, your hands look so young. Is there a secret hand cream you use to maintain that youthful results? It can't be easy being so attractive, but you just go right along being beautiful and guiding the nation to safety without complaint. What a treasure. I'll shut up now. P.S. You're pretty. Well, that's funny you should mention it, Michael, because I Vibrant Super C Serum I use on my face and I use the leftover on my hands, which is why I look like I could do a Palmolive commercial. Thank you for asking.
Soaking in it.
Michael.
With Jan Miner.
Right. Thank you. When you said Nancy Walker, I was walking going, no, it wasn't Nancy Walker.
Just like, no, Chris, you're wrong. Nancy Walker, no.
The entire world screamed in unison.
Yes.
No, no, it was Chris. Jan Miner.
People just on these streets, no, Chris. Not as many people have screamed, no, Stephania.
That's true.
No, it's mostly, yeah. Oh, by the way, Catherine says, Daily Show stole your guess the quote bit. Speaking of Chris's inherent wrongness.
No! No, Stephania! No!
Yep. It was a little overwrought.
Speaking of which, Chris, who said the ballroom will be substantially separated from the main building of the White House? It will pay total respect to the existing building. Listen to that.
Nancy Walker.
No, that was a super guy. It was Jan Miner. No, it was,
Jan Miner.
Cheetolini. Okay.
They look alike. Nancy Walker and Jan Miner.
No, they do not look anything.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
They sound alike, too. They both have that husky voice.
I don't think you do.
How many people screaming?
No, Chris.
Okay. Hey, let's hear some more Republican bolt about the our We Love America rallies.
Okay.
It's pure partisan politics in a desperate attempt to score points with the radical pro-terrorist wing of their party.
No.
Now that their Hate America rally is over, I hope that at least five Senate Democrats will finally do the right and responsible thing by breaking ranks with Chuck Schumer, passing our clean CR, and reopening the government.
Oh, Jody Hamilton, yes.
They can reopen it tomorrow without any Democratic votes.
Thank you. Oh, you know, there's a quote for everything. I think it was... what do you call it? Jim Jordan said, you know, when we control, like they control all three branches of government. Good luck blaming the shutdown on Republicans. I mean, there's a quote for literally for everything. Steve Scalise, here we go.
They call him a king where, ironically, they're also advocating for the death of that democratically elected president.
What? No.
And so you've got to see it all on full display. And hopefully that's what Chuck Schumer needed to go through. To show them that he's still keeping the government shut down to appease that group.
Oh, God.
There was one guy at one rally somewhere in the United States that said he wanted to
kill Trump. He's an old guy,
And so that has been circulating on right-wing media over and over and over.
There were zero arrests, Jody, except of MAGA agitators. There was zero arrests of protesters, zero violence. Chris is referring to this. DHS is investigating a man. He's an elderly man with a cane who was wearing an 8647 shirt.
Is that what they're...
Yes. Oh, okay. And then, he was a cameraman asked the protester to explain his shirt, and he said, kill the son of a bitch. I mean, Okay. I don't, again, we don't
agree with
ever
that. No.
Promote that kind of rhetoric on this show ever. But we saw, I mean, multitudes of pictures and videos and live coverage, which, by the way, Ted Cruz was watching, it was a live stream. He was saying, oh, they're using footage from 2017. No, there is tons of video evidence of a hugely peaceful, and I don't know about you, Jody, I've seen tons of footage. I was at the rally. There's not one sign that promoted violence of any kind.
Saw.
So you're talking about a cranky old guy with a cane that... said something he shouldn't have. Meanwhile, I think I did the story earlier, Chris, that one of the actual violent terrorists from January 6th who was pardoned was just arrested for threatening to kill Hakeem Jeffries. Mm-hmm. I would, you know, obviously someone that's already been violent is a much more credible threat, I would think. But, yes. You know, anyway, it's all part of their rhetoric. Okay, this is who? Which is this douche nozzle? Representative Lisa McClain, Republican of Michigan?
Of Michigan, yes.
Ah, okay.
Do you really believe that the approximately 7 million attendees who participated this weekend, according to the organizers, hate the United States of America?
Well, look at what they're standing for. They're standing for communism. They're standing for anti-Semitism. Just take a look at the rallies, right? This is the party of law. The Republicans are the party of law and order.
Not.
We don't believe in anti-Semitism.
Oh, really? So the second Nazi group chat that just got exposed of a Trump nominee after the young Republicans, in air quotes, Nazi group chat. I'm sorry. All the anti-Semites are on the...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Again, and by anti-Semites on our side, they mean people that think... Palestinians don't deserve to be, you know, slaughtered and deserve a homeland. Ah, I'm sorry. I just bring it up. Crazy. Hamas sympathizer. Okay.
Uh-oh. Hi, Newsbusters.
Yeah.
Okay, and one last one. Senator Joni Ernst. Mm-hmm. Right?
All right, yeah.
Here.
Yeah, I can put some... just get some bread bags. Uh-huh.
I think it is extremely important that we look at who is funding these protests. We have to get to the bottom of this. It is a much larger organization. It could be the usual suspect, of course, George Soros.
Of course.
But what we have seen in the past, of course, is a threat to local governments and property. And so we do need to make sure that these are safe protests.
They were. Did someone pelt her with a Hardee's?
Biscuit.
Someone's your BS. Yeah,
right. Bread bags on my feet.
I put bread bags on my feet. Okay, I don't, you know what, you'd think one person could come up with one shred of evidence that anybody was paid by George Soros or anyone else.
George Soros has a lot of money, but he couldn't have afforded that either.
It's just they keep saying it. It's just, you know, the only way they can think of to try to discredit it, you know. I loved all the signs about, you know, no one has to pay me. I hate Trump for free.
Right.
Trust me, millions and millions of us hate him for free. We would pay you.
We'll pay George Soros so that we can do that.
Could I continue to tell Trump how much I hate him? Chip in Kansas. Hey, Chip.
Hi there.
Hi.
Good morning. I think we need to basically remind corporations that are doing the buying of our government, you know, and all this crap that there are going to be ramifications after this nitwit is gone.
Well, that's part of Saturday was about. Like I was saying, Jody, it's about sending a message in general, not just to Trump. And you know, they wouldn't be saying this much about it if it wasn't incredibly powerful.
Right.
But what they saw. Oh, one last one. David in California on his protest. Hi, David. Hey, David.
Hi. I love your show, by the way. It's like my second, third cup of coffee every day. I just wanted, and I'm not sure if you all discussed this already, but so I went to the protest in San Mateo, California on Saturday. Uh-huh. We also went back in June. And in June, you know, I think there was probably like 2.5 blocks of people on either side of the sidewalk. But this one was like, I mean, honestly, I felt like it was 50 to 100 times larger than back in June.
Well, they're
and
saying.
So when they say 7.
Yeah, they're saying that 50% bigger than the last one. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just don't know where they get the 7 million.
It's the people that signed up.
Oh.
Yeah. See, I mean, a lot of us, because of the, you know, surveillance and all the threats and stuff, a lot of us didn't want to sign up. Most people didn't sign up.
Why would I would not put my email and my first and last name.
Yeah.
In
why would you need
system.
To? Yeah.
They
yeah.
just want to know that it's a headcount kind
it's
of
It's a headcount.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then that's
need the police at the thing for traffic.
Well, that's probably a vast undercount, though.
Oh, it's definitely a vast undercount.
Plus, if you sign up for something like that, you won't ever get off that email list.
I'm already on 11 billion. Yeah. I spend half my day delete.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Same here.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Natural Vibrance. Oh. Thank you, Michael from Blue Sky. I do use it on my hands, too. I love this stuff so much. It's so citrusy and delightful. And they're so, like, you use a tiny bit, and you still, I do my face and my neck, and then I have some for my hands.
Oh.
Okay. saying they usually say you can tell your age from your hands. Look at them. Mm-hmm. Look at them. Okay. Vibrant Super C Serum. Why am I doing that with my hands? I don't know. Meh. Pause down. Okay.
What?
Pause up. What am I thinking? I'm doing the beginning of Born This Way. Pause up. Okay. Vibrant Super C Serum. You'll see I'm right. You just always look at me like that, and I always end up being right. Super C Serum is the best. This one bottle replaces all of my stuff I used to have. Day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducer. Super C Serum made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, and noticeable results, I'm telling you. Minimize wrinkles, age spots. Get a healthier complexion. If you don't find it better than your current routine, you get a full refund. Go to vibrance.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's VIBRIANCE, vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Well, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. 800-209-4324. That's 800-209-4324.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal.
a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. You think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Stephanie Miller.
Jody, it is such a burden I bear for America, always being right when Chris is always wrong.
Right on this.
Michael from Blue Sky was complimenting how young my hands look. I was in the middle of a Vibrian Super C serum commercial, and Chris is like, what are you talking about, Lady Gaga? Pause up. Okay, could you just go ahead, play it. Just go ahead.
Capital Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby.
Yeah! Okay.
And it cut off.
It's okay, Grandpa. We just had another very interesting boomer Gen Z discussion.
Yeah.
The Bella's like, I'm at that age where everybody's getting married. And we're like, we're at the age where everybody's dying. She's like, I got another wedding. We're like, we got another funeral.
I just didn't think this would happen for another, like, I thought I had another 2 years.
Yeah. You're only 20. You just turned 23.
I just turned 23.
Yeah. That's two. Yeah, it's too young.
So most of my peers, because I was always younger, like a couple months to a year younger in my grade.
Too.
So they're all like around the age of 24, which I guess is like makes sense. But it's still in my mind. I'm like, what are you, a child bride?
To me, that screams trad wife.
I guess. It screams child bride.
Yes.
Trad wife.
Lady Matlock didn't get married for the first time till she was 40. Okay, I don't know if that's true.
You just made that up.
I did. I'm in the middle of I'm still in my Diane Keaton movie marathon. I did Because I Told You So last night, because I'm already through all the... I don't know why that one hit me so hard, Jody. She says, because she seems so young and vivacious. Like the movie, the last one, she just made it last year. Mm-hmm. And she looked great, and she was only 79, which
Wasn't
I don't...
it pneumonia? Is that what
yeah,
it was?
Yeah. Okay. Stefan in Chicago. Hey, Steph. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
You know, I was at the march on Saturday, and I got to say, it was one of the most peaceful, beautiful things I had ever seen. But what really struck me was, you know, after the Charlie Kirk Memorial, there were like stories about just how like filthy and disgusting and all the trash that was left kind of after it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at the end of what happened in Chicago, you would have thought that there hadn't been 300,000 people that just marched through the city. It was not only peaceful, but it was clean as hell. And I was just like, you know, hey, if we're in this ugly, disgusting hellhole, at least we know how to keep it clean.
Yeah, there you go. And Stefan, that's the thing that kills me, Jody, after the poop plane thing, to remember the January 6th terrorist smeared literally poop on the Capitol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anyway, Michael in North Carolina real quick. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Mama. The quote I wanted to speak to you about was when the late Charlie Kirk spoke about violence being a mistake, he was talking to a MAGA audience, and the question he was responding to was, when do we get to use the guns? When will it be necessary to use the guns?
Oh, wow.
When will we have to defend ourselves? It was, when do we get to use the guns?
Yeah. Hey, you can feel them just itching for
Absolutely.
Violence. They're the only ones that got arrested Saturday.
Yep.
We're MAGA, you know, provocateurs or whatever. 29 minutes after the hour, Rachel Bitticoffer next.
WMDX Madison, where politics meet farmers market tomatoes. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an update to a tragic story from earlier this year. The man authorities say killed a woman in Cottage Grove, died by suicide in jail. That's according to a new finding and report from the district attorney's office. Now, this is a tangled story. Police say back in April, Jeffrey Endress hit a mother and son while they were out walking their dog. The mother, Cammie Hansen, died. So did the family dog. The 13-year-old boy was seriously hurt. Endress himself was hurt in the crash, and he may have committed the crime out of revenge. The State Journal reports there was some sort of police investigation involving one of the Hansen children and Endress's child. He was charged with first-degree homicide and attempted homicide. 8 days after the crash, the district attorney's office says he was found dead in his cell. A new statement from the DA's office, reported by the State Journal, concludes how Endress died by suicide in the lower bunk. Meanwhile, the mayor of Wausau, who admitted to removing a ballot box, will not face disciplinary action. Last week, there was a long-awaited hearing in front of the Wausau Ethics Board. Isabella Nieto has more.
The Wausau Ethics Board last week did not recommend disciplinary action to the city council following their decision in the ethics complaint against Mayor Doug Denny. In the 8-page decision, the board declined to recommend additional action because such measures could, quote, further inflame the political tension surrounding the issue. In a statement, Denny says he did not agree with all of the board's conclusions, but is, quote, very pleased that the city of Wausau can now move on from this issue. The board ordered Mayor Denny to refrain from interfering with the city clerk in her duties, including decisions surrounding absentee ballot drop boxes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A windy Tuesday afternoon. Showers will be likely as well, with highs in the upper 40s. West winds gusting to 30. For tonight, we'll stay windy. Showers still likely, lows near 40. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, still windy, and near 50. Right now, it's 48.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Why is it that President Trump cares more about bailing out Argentinian farmers than he does about Wisconsin soybean farmers? We'll explain the connection.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Your housing, it's not an option. It's
we need $30 billion to extend
obviously these healthcare subsidies, which allow Americans, not illegal, American citizens to afford healthcare. And the president's like, we don't have $30 billion, but I am going to send $40 billion to my dear friend in Argentina.
Jared Moskowitz with smart politics. Hey, speaking of people that know smart politics,
alpha liberal.
What do I say all the time? We need more alpha liberals.
Yeah, down in the basement.
We need more chicks like Rachel Finnegan. Of the alpha liberal book, The Next Big Thing, hit him where it hurts.
We love that bitter coffee.
Oh my God, we're so excited to have you, Rachel.
Oh, Rachel, she's on the phone.
What?
That's my second time, and I gotta tell you, I loved it even more.
Yay.
As we sit in the afterglow.
Yeah.
Rachel, speaking of which, I love your what you said about the, you retweeted about the protest. You said, hang on a second. You said the costume strategy is great, totally defangs their argument that we're all domestic terrorists. By the way, Trump pardoned actual domestic terrorists like Proud Boys leaders. I mean, I love the bubbles and the costumes, and it's this joyful noise, but it also does just point out their ridiculousness, kind of like Gavin Newsom's social media, right? I mean, this is hitting them where it hurts, isn't it?
It did hit them where it hurts, and it was awesome in real time. For those of us that watch MAGA for a living, we got to see the whole setup. Oh, this is a hate America rally. It's good. They're going to be burning flags and naked bike riders or whatever, right? And the way that they belittled it and then defined everybody who wants to show up as haters, America haters. And then it's all senior citizens, and they lose it in MAGA land online. And the reason is, guys, it just really, for me, it affirmed everything I suspect, which is that they, in their minds, the internet is the real world, man. Like, they don't understand it's a subset of the American population that even uses social media at all, let alone, you know, reflective of the world. So they were legit shocked to find out that our base is full of old white people, okay? And they didn't know what to do. Like, they're like, what? Yeah. This is not what we were expecting at all, and it's wonderful. It made us win a weekend for at least, right?
Yeah, like the poop video. I get it. It's just to trigger the libs, and I thought, this is why Gavin Newsom, did you see? He did himself as a fire pilot dropping poop on the January 6th terrorist.
No, I didn't see that yet. But
this is how you fight back, you know? It's like,
that's how you fight back, and I got to tell you, there's no social team in this country having more fun than Gavin Newsom right now, and I'm jealous of them.
That's the point. I mean, seriously, Rachel, having fun is that's what's owning the MAGAs. We are out there being joyful warriors, as they say. I mean, on the serious side, I loved a lot of the stuff you posted, though. You just said they wanted to, they thought they could control him. They wanted to save Germany. Instead, they destroyed it. When Adolf Hitler became chancellor in January 1933, it wasn't because he seized power. It was because Germany's conservatives gave it to him. And here we are where, you know, he literally took a wrecking ball to the White House yesterday, and people are like, how is this legal? How can he do this? Well, it's not. It's not, right?
None of it is. Right. Yeah. No, I mean, it's that article is written for the, you know, hangers on still. And they're still out there, because yesterday, a long time, you know, decade long Republican insider consultant burned his career, went on the Bulwark and wrote an essay about why he was leaving the Republican Party. And even though it was going to trash his own career. And, you know, so that means there's still people out there, and we have to have them. Like, yeah. Like, and he writes it, and I think he was very honest about, like, okay, I just prioritize my financial situation over everything else for a long time, you know. And, you know, we have to open our arms and welcome every one of those people and build more of them if we're going to win this fight.
Yeah.
So I wrote I wrote that to conservatives that are hanging on. And, you know, I always tell liberals, don't make messaging that's like by liberals for liberals, right? Make messaging for the audience. And our audience there are very conservative people. And what do they care about? Themselves and their own tribe. And so it's an article that shows them the price the German conservatives paid directly. Oh. And many of them ended up in Dachau or dead for supporting this crazy guy.
And,
right?
And today, it's only a Tuesday that the, I don't know, second Nazi chat was discovered from a Trump nominee after the young Republicans, you know, I love Hitler. Yeah. thread or whatever. And you said the Republican side of Capitol Hill was decked out in secret Nazi flags and no one managed to notice it. I mean, you said, come on. I mean, and they have the nerve to say that our protesters were anti-Semitic. I'm like, you have literal Nazi flags at your rallies and in your offices, right?
I mean, if you're going on a congressional Zoom and you look in the background and you see this American flag that's been altered to have a swastika in the middle. Come on, man. I mean, that's a sitting member of Congress, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, Rachel sent a guess the quote for you, Chris. Who
okay.
said an appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile hoping it will eat him last?
Wally Gator.
No, that was Winston Churchill.
Oh, okay.
Very smart, Rachel Bitticoffer. Yes. Okay. You know, you also, I was going to say, you wrote a great piece, because it's what we're all struggling with. You said, why we can't panic. Humans are designed to keep calm and carry on. I mean, like a raft of, obviously, psychiatrists and psychologists have written about this period in our history and how we cope, you know, with this constant chaos and negativity and name-calling and ugliness. And so, but you just said, you know, 10 months into Trump's return to power, America feels like it's full of pod people. The FBI and DOJ have been purged, now serve as Trump's personal revenge machine. The so-called countering domestic terrorism memo rebrands itself. Nearly half the country, anyone left of MAGA, is a potential extremist threat. Kristi Noem is on airport TVs blaming radical liberal Democrats for the shutdown. The law doesn't matter. The Hatch Act doesn't matter. Nothing matters. The public reaction is nothing. I used to think the problem was information, that if people knew, they'd act. I'm not so sure I believe that anymore. Talk to us about that, about why.
Boy, did you just go right to the heart of that one. Right?
Yeah. Listen, I know how to highlight from my years at USC.
Yeah, dude. I mean, here's the thing. Like, I've talked about this a lot. I have no idea if I've ever mentioned it, but I've been on a 5-year odyssey, a research odyssey. I have a PhD in poli-sci. So now I have like a second honorary PhD in World War II and the Nazis. And that first year I was like, okay. Like, it seems to me like there's an inability to panic. And that inability to panic started to, like, morph into, like, me under, like, you know, as I studied it for 5 years, seeing how the public couldn't react, right? Like, all this stuff is happening like it is here, right? And so it was weird because for me, we're now living in that. For 10 months, we've been watching the world just absorb this incredible, each one of these things, right, are like butter emails, 1,000%, and yet because of the flood the zone strategy that Bannon and Trump use, we can't grasp any one thing. And, you know, it sucks because what it means is that, you know, our hope for having the public has to wake up. And there's some part of the public, I think, that can still be pulled. But this idea that one day he's going to do something and everyone's going to react to it, I think we need to let that go. Yeah.
Well, that caller just said this earlier, Rachel, about, you know, there's going to be an inflection point. I'm like, haven't we already had 11 billion inflection points?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It becomes a numbness. I mean, you say psychologists have names for every part of this paralysis. Normalcy bias, the tendency to assume tomorrow will look like today. Motivated reasoning, using intelligence not to find truth, but to defend the tribe. Conformity bias, the pain of standing alone, which the brain interprets as danger. I mean, that's part of the importance of Saturday, isn't it, is that we feel like, oh, we're not the ones taking crazy pills. Like, this is not normal.
No, it's not normal. And it's weird that, like, you know, I mean, I really got it. I understood, and I said this in the essay, there was a moment when I was reading a diary from a Jewish person had been incarcerated in the Warsaw ghetto, who had at that point had their business taken, their home taken, their family shuffled off to this ghetto. They're forced to build brick walls around the ghetto and pay for it. The Jews themselves have to do so. And now there's no food in or out, right? So people are dying and starving in the streets of sickness and starvation. And yet the optimism bias remains in these diaries, okay?
Yeah.
And
Anne Frank's diary, I still believe.
Yes,
in, you know.
In Anne Frank's diary as well, right? And it really shows itself because when I read this line, I basically dropped the book and I was like, oh my God, what we're going to be trying to do is going to be impossible. And it was, you know, we're hearing rumors that being deported east means that they're going to murder us, but there's just no way the Germans would do that, right? And, like, there's just no way is so powerful that it's left. I don't know. I mean, there's, like, I feel like it's, like, 20% of us can see the truth and the panic.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was more universal. But once I started having meetings for the election, trying to get people to do something radical, different, you know, there was a sense in you know, people I was talking, not everyone was convinced that we were at the precipice of the end of democracy.
Yeah.
I just don't know
well,
how.
I've been saying forever, I think we're underreacting. I mean, and you sort of said that.
Yes.
But you write from a sort of psychological point of view. You said the human brain can't triage that chaos. It chooses calm over comprehension. It says if the world were really ending, surely someone would stop it. But there's no someone. There's just us, and we're all out of tabs. You said the country doesn't vote in normal times. You said expecting them to mobilize against creeping authoritarianism is like expecting a man in a coma to leap from the bed when the fire alarm goes off. Civic habits decay slowly and visibly until there's nothing left to wake. Wow. And you said, yet I still hear people say when it gets bad enough, America will rise up. And you were talking about a guy in the airport said, I haven't watched the news in a while, but it seems weird out there. And you said, yes, it's weird, sir. You should turn off the TV, but he won't because he's comfortable and wants to stay that way. I mean,
yes. I mean, what we're dealing with is so, I mean, you know, there's anybody who's 20 has never known normality, by the way. I mean, when we look at that young Republican text messaging thing, I'm not trying to give them any passes or excuses at all. I'm just letting you guys know, 20 years ago in poli sci, we're like, ooh, watching all this stuff as children would be really bad for your brain when it comes to MAGA and Fox News stuff, right? What will that be like when these children grow up? Well, we know, dude. Now we know what it will be like, right?
I keep saving all these stories. Rachel, I don't know, you know, I'm going to get hopefully my psychologist best friend on, but you're right. This Donald Trump's bullying has a trickle-down effect. Here's why that worries therapists. People often look up to the president. In this case, that's clearly a problem. To your point, they've lived their formative lives, these quote-unquote young Republicans, with Donald Trump being the arbiter of, you know, how you should behave. Right.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yes, their whole reality is distorted. I mean, one thing I've become more aware of over my 48 years is perspective, like our own perspectives. We understand that other people have different experiences and different perspectives, but we can't really understand that our own life, especially when you're young. There's no history. Right.
Yeah, right.
And so like everything, if someone's telling you this, and that and this and that and this is all like the worst thing that's ever happened and anything, and no one's ever done anything as horrible as Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, blah, blah, blah. Like it impacts your brain, right? So like, I mean, we knew that was going to be an issue, and we can see that. Like for me, it's like Kyle Rittenhouse, the guy that shot the protester. He's another one of these kids that grew up marinating in MAGA media.
Yeah.
And so that led him to grab an AR-15 and go to a protest that had nothing to do with
Fox News, like, makes him a hero. We make Donald Trump president. So they're like, you know, this is, I mean, like you just finished, the civic body's anemic, the media fragmented, the dopamine economy has rewired our survival instincts. We can't panic because panic requires presence, and presence requires attention. You just said, you know, the terrible truth I learned in these old diaries still holds. By the time people believe what's happening, it's already too late to stop it. Man, I hope, you know, I always say I'm a happy clappy liberal. I don't want to believe that, but, you know, I mean, you look literally at what happened to the White House going, can we repair this? I mean, or what damage is permanent to this country, right?
Yeah, I mean, some of it's going to be permanent, and the extent of that damage check is still getting tallied, right? We are in a very bad spot, and it can be easy to get disheartened, but the fact is we doubled attendance at New Kings across the nation, right?
Yeah.
Indivisible, and the people who are running New Kings have done a great job keeping everyone on one message, which is not your pet progressive issue right now.
Yeah.
We're not fighting progressive values. We're fighting for American values, because without those, there are no progressive values.
Right? I always said that.
We need to focus on those core American values, free speech, right?
I always said that at the Out of Iraq rallies, you know, during the Bush administration. I'd be like, hemp people, try to focus. We're trying to get I love your issue.
Yeah. We're not very good at that. So they've done a great job. And the costume strategy makes it seem just absolutely ridiculous. The rhetoric seems ridiculous. And I'll close off and I'll tell you guys this. It may seem dark, but this weekend is the Grateful Dead Oregon Duck hybrid football game.
Yeah.
Celebrating 60 years of the Grateful Dead, the name Grateful Dead. I can't say the whole
yes,
nickname. And so, you know, things might be dark, but at least on Saturday, yeah, we're going to be get shown the light.
Yeah, well, Rachel, absolutely. Rachel, real quick before we go, how do we take that energy from Saturday and turn it into, you know, a blue tsunami in the midterms?
I mean, you know what? We have to spread the white-haired crowd, right? We want as many senior citizens down there as possible. And what I tell people in my speeches is, you know, that lump we wake up with every day that other people can't seem to catch. Well, we have to force them to catch the lump, right? So make them look. Don't let them look away. If you got a couple people in your life who are like that, who are like, oh, I just can't, you know, like you gotta. That's where you should focus your effort. Because the next King, no Kings needs to double again.
Yep.
A double again.
Yep.
Think about that. So that's your homework for the next whatever. Go out there and find some people to bring with you to the No Kings rally next time.
Yeah. Oh, it drives me crazy. And people go, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm not political. I'm just like, well,
you're about to be.
You're about to be. Yeah. All right.
My favorite thing, Steph, is when they say that politics doesn't do anything. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it has no impact on them. They're like, oh, I don't do any of that because it doesn't matter to me. And
then they're like, what? Wait, my health insurance has tripled. What has happened?
Yeah. And that's our failure on us. We got to teach our kids that govern the rights that come with their responsibilities, responsibilities that come with their rights. There you go.
Rachel Bitticoffer, you are a badass. You are a badass mofo. We love you. Come back anytime. We love you.
Love
so good
you
to
guys.
See you. All right.
Thanks, Rachel.
Bye, honey. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, yes, my Native Path Collagen.
Yeah.
Nah. I just, it goes right in my coffee every morning. I don't judge you. If you want to do tea or a smoothie, I'm not going to, maybe even oatmeal. It's flavorless. It goes in anything. And bam, you got all that amazing collagen. It's the most abundant protein in your body. Your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. It supports Carol Burnett's original big lie, from the outside in. Outside in. Yes, it's right. Good for my skin, my hair, my nails. Ooh, look at my hands again. Paws up.
She's not in her 50s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my point is, good for your digestion, even. If your stress goes to your tummy like mine and Bella, I'm telling you, collagen is the answer. Check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. Right now, you can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. Boy, the best collagen. This offer only available at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, this is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month sometime, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or go open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code Stephanie. Get $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now. at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted Best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Stephanie Miller.
Do it. Yeah. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Jody Hamilton is here from
the Politics Bar.
Christopher, who said, I guess if I had to pick my favorite part of the video where the president posted where he's a big boy pilot and he pew-pew-pews his poop all over everyone, it would be that part where he's on the American flag. Who said that?
Darth Vader.
No, that was Rachel Bennecoffer, who was fantastic.
Oh.
Christopher, who said, when the Trump fever breaks, and it will break, these people will have to reckon with the digital footprints of their own depravity. Yeah. Who said that?
Luke Skywalker.
No, that was also Rachel Bennecoffer. Oh. Hooray. You know who else knows how to politics the politics? Representative Jared Moskowitz.
Like, if I told you the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal, right, that guy who's I'm the deal maker, I wrote maker ever, the guy was willing to make a deal with Hamas, but he's not willing to make a deal with Democrats on health care.
Thank you.
You would be like, no, that'll never happen. He'll make a deal on health care.
By the way, this belongs in the Isn't It Ironic file. On the day Trump was about to take a wrecking ball to the entire White House, he was distracted during a press conference. He noticed a cameraman bumped into an antique mirror. And he said, oh, you got to watch that. Watch that. You're not allowed to break that. That mirror is 400 years old. The camera just hit the mirror. That's right before he bulldozed half the White House. This guy bumped into the... Okay. All right. Representative Hakeem Jeffries. Yes.
If we don't address the Republican health care crisis in advance of open enrollment on November 1st, it will become even more apparent to everyday Americans why we need to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits. Donald Trump definitively needs to get involved. He needs to get off the sidelines, get off the golf course, and actually decide to end the shutdown that he's created, that he has allowed to happen. We know that House and Senate Republicans don't do anything without getting permission from their boss, Donald J. Trump.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep. All right, Jody Hamilton hosts a podcast entitled The Politics Bar. Okay. Can you run over here, Alani? Okay.
The Politics Bar.
It's fantastic. We love you, Jody Hamilton. We'll see you tomorrow on The Big Shoe.
92.7 WMDX for people who always put curds before carbs.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Wednesday morning, we'll welcome in Mike McCabe, Substack blogger and author.
And we'll keep you updated on the construction of the John and Gordy Ballroom.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
You want to vote for a governor. You do have many to choose from who have served in the assembly. Or you can choose the one of us candidate. Hi, I'm Ryan Sternad. I work for a living. Sure, I don't have elected experience, but I do have working class experience. Wouldn't you want your governor to know what it's like to be in your shoes and to govern that way? For more, go to RyanSternadForGovernor.com.
Paid for by Ryan Sternad for Governor.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel discussing the ceasefire in Gaza that Israel and Hamas have agreed upon. Vance visiting a civilian military cooperation center that the U.S. says is crucial to keeping the peace plan on track. The vice president says of the ceasefire,
it's not the end. It is, in fact, exactly how this is going to have to happen when you have people who hate each other, who have been fighting against each other for a very long time. We are doing very well. We are in a very good place. We're going to have to keep working on it.
Months after announcing plans to split into two companies, Warner Brothers Discovery now says it may be open to a sale of its entire business. Tropical storm Melissa now forming in the Caribbean. Forecasters warning of heavy rain, strong winds, and flooding in Haiti and Jamaica. Republican Senate leaders headed to the White House today for a lunch with President Trump. No word on the agenda, but we are now in week 4 of the federal government shutdown. This is ABC News.